94.7 The Wave. Good morning. I'm Pat Prescott. Everybody knows The Color Purple. If you didn't read the book, you saw the movie, or you saw the play, or maybe you did all three things, as I have done. And it's a story that we all know very well, know and love. And we are very excited to see the Tony Award-winning Broadway revival coming to Los Angeles for a limited engagement now through June 17th at the beautiful Hollywood Pantages Theater. Everyone is talking about this production. You know, I've seen the show three times, and the day after they had the premiere, Talia Chigueros, who works here at the radio station, came in just raving about this incredible cast. So we decided we got to get them in here. And today we have with us Jay Daughtry and Carrie Compare, who are killing it apparently on the stage of the Pantages. Welcome.
I mean,
thank you so much for having us.
It's great to see you guys.
It's good to be here.
So now, you know, with a story like this, first of all, let me just say this about the musical, because a lot of people say, wow, that was a really sad and depressing story. And I mean, there's a lot of serious things that happen in the story itself. But it's interesting how they've managed to make this a really joyous musical, despite the fact that it is about a serious subject. Don't you think that that's an interesting thing about this production?
Oh, yeah.
Even in life, you know, you find humor in a lot of hurtful moments in life. And I've learned in my life, that's the best, for me, it's the best way to deal with it, is to find to see it, to realize it, to find the humor, and to move past it. So I think that in our show, there are moments where we kind of explore that side of it versus, you know, the more dark side of some of the situations.
And also the writer and our director, John Doyle, I think they were very strategic in how they set up the layout of the story so that when you do experience as an audience member something sort of traumatic, then you get a little bit of reprieve, you know? Yeah. So it balances out in that way throughout the story.
It's true. And then and then there is the incredible music from Allie Willis, Stephen Bray, and Brenda Russell.
Oh,
I mean,
that
what they did with these songs for this show is just incredible.
And we love them. Yeah. They were there Tuesday night, and they were just beaming, just so proud.
The checks just keep on coming. But before we talk a little bit about this production, let's talk about you guys. Jay, tell me a little bit about yourself and about your background and how you happen to be in this production.
Well, I am a Southern boy. Shout out to all my Southern men out there. I am from Florida. I went to Bethune-Cookman University down in Daytona Beach, Florida, graduated. My degree is actually in marketing. So I was a banker for a long time, and then the banks crashed and I had to make a decision. And so I decided to go into musical theater, and I've been doing this for 7 years now. The first show I did was Motown the Musical. Uh-huh. And I actually came here when it came to the Pantages.
So I must have seen you then.
I played Barry Gordy for like the first week and a half here at the Pantages. And
I did see you.
Oh, she saw you.
You saw me.
I did.
I had on a lot of beards and hair and everything. So
I did see you.
I ended up in The Color Purple. I was in Carole King the Musical on Broadway, and I heard that The Color Purple needed a swing, which is a person who covers multiple roles. Mm-hmm. And I left Carole King and came to The Color Purple to be a swing and joined this journey, and here we are today.
That's awesome. I guess being in banking, though, you got a lot of good acting experience. You know, you had to
act
like everything was cool.
Yes, or like I knew what I was talking about.
You had to sell products, though,
I had to sell products. Yes. That was the acting. So, yeah, it transferred.
What about you, Carrie?
Oh, boy, how to make the long story short. I'm married with two children, so I feel like I lived a whole other life before I even started acting. I was everything from a dental assistant to an assistant to a principal. And about, where were we at, 2018, about 8 or 9 years ago, I decided to come out to New York. I was on my journey for about a year when I met my manager, Susan, who happens to be in the house, linked up with her, and then things just started flying. I did the first national tour of Shrek, which we played the Pantages, which is a beautiful theater, so it's good to be back there. And Color Purple was my second Broadway show. And auditioning for that was a little crazy because I think I was auditioning for 5 or 6 other shows at the same time. So as an actor, you just have to, you got to keep up, you got to be up, you got to be present. But I was so determined to get Color Purple because it is such an iconic story. Mm-hmm. The movie, the book, I really wanted to be a part of this. And I'm so grateful that I was able to be a part of the Broadway production and now the national tour as Sophia.
So how old are your kids?
My son will be 19 in 2 weeks. I can't take it. And my daughter daughter's 16.
Oh, so that's good. So they've been able to come out and see. Where do you live? Where are you
based?
I
reside in New Jersey.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep.
That's
yep.
wonderful. Well, now tell me a little bit about, for both of you, your experience with this story, what this meant to you before you became involved as a part of the cast of this musical.
The Color Purple is so ingrained in my culture and our culture that being a part of it in any aspect was a big deal.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we grew up with the Color Purple. Mm-hmm. I feel like I grew up in the Color Purple. Where I'm from is very, you know, rural. It's like trees and cow patches and farms.
From
I'm from the country.
We love country boys.
I listen. Thank you, baby. But so, you know, this story was so a part of my life just to be a part of it and to actually know that, like, I know this story and I know that I can really tell it honestly and that can touch somebody. Like, there are Harpos in the house that need to see me, a person who is so close to this story and can tell it so honestly, portray this role. So it was a very big deal, and I wanted to make sure that I was able to find that place of honesty and also to really understand what I was saying in this role so that people can really get the power of the message that Harpo has and then also that the story is telling as a whole.
And to these roles, they're so iconic. Like, they were played by Whoopi Goldberg and Oprah Winfrey and Margaret Avery and Danny Glover. And so you have these big names tied to these roles. And it really is our responsibility to bring integrity to the characters and also bring a new face, bring a different color, different shades, something that maybe people didn't see in the movie version or didn't really pull out of the book version, you know, to be able to see it live in front of you played out, I think is something really special to be able to do.
Yeah. How did you prepare for your role?
For me, it was a little different because I started as a church lady on Broadway and I covered Sophia. So whenever Danielle Brooks was out or sick or whatever, I would go on. And in that space, I didn't have a lot of time to really dig and get myself as grounded as I would have liked to if it was just my role.
Yeah.
I think for the national tour, it really gave me an opportunity to spend time with Sophia and really, you know, marry Carrie, to marry myself to this role and make it a part of my makeup and bring myself to Sophia. Yeah. I think it gave me an opportunity to really figure out who she was and find pieces of her and me, you know, and be able to bring that out. So the process has been great for me from the beginning. And John Doyle, so gracious as a director and letting you kind of find your way and helping you to navigate when you kind of lose your way, you know. So it's been great.
I know that you both have mentioned the Pantages Theater, which I just think is a little gem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is it like? What is it like performing there?
It's amazing. You know, I think being in Hollywood and knowing that, like, the community, the actors community is coming to support you, and then you're at the Pantages, which is infamous itself, is overwhelming at some points.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a really huge deal.
Yeah, opening night was, the energy was
oh my God.
It was pretty star-studded, too, wasn't it?
It was palpable. You hear me?
And, I mean, everybody, I don't care where they ranked or however y'all do it out here. I don't know. I don't know how many stars or whatever. Everybody was just so giving.
Yeah.
They were so giving of themselves. Like, when we came out after the show, and they were so complimentary, and they were so...
Which was another thing that I found, because... You don't always get that. Like, you don't always get a star coming to you and saying, that was good.
And just so encouraging.
Yeah,
I've seen
this before, but that was good. You know, and you don't get that all the time. And
it was the love.
And most of that's what it was.
It was the love.
It was the love. And
which
support.
I think is also attributed to the show,
it
too.
Is.
I think people leave that theater just wanting to love, you know, wanting to connect on that level. So I think that's the beauty of the show as well. But Tuesday night was,
let me tell you something,
off the rockets. It really was.
Let me just say something. Don't sell yourself short either, because, you know, you bring a lot to this equation as well. I mean, the audience can only give you some of what you give them.
Right.
And I know that every audience is different, you know, which makes it ever interesting.
Day after day,
performance after performance. But, you know, I lived in New York most of my adult life. And when I came out here to California, I thought that I would be leaving the theater behind because I just didn't think that there would be much here. I've been really pleased with the quality of the productions that are coming here. Yeah. And also, as you alluded to, Carrie, to the enthusiasm of the often star-studded audience.
Yeah.
I mean, people are really engaged in what is that you do up on that stage.
Yeah. And there really is something about live theater. Mm-hmm. There really is something about being able to, and in our show in particular, we kind of break what they call the fourth wall.
Yeah. Right.
So we really do engage the audience in the show. And I think that is a huge part of why people are able to connect with what we're doing and with the storytelling and with the music. And, you know, our show, we call it like the stripped down version because John has made it very simple. We use very simple props. You'll see, you know, when people come and see it, they will see it's a lot of wood and chairs
and sheets.
But it draws you into the storytelling. It draws you into every lyric that we're singing, every word that we're saying to these character stories. And I think that it makes people excited about being able to experience that and imagine again.
Because when you remove all the distractions, that's what's left is your imagination. And that's what's most close to you.
Yeah.
So you keep that with you. You carry it with you. And it becomes an internal thing versus something that I'm looking at. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
There's an internal work that's happening because now you have to engage. You have to listen. You have to watch. And you're learning things about these characters that you may have missed because ensemble member number 45 was doing flips on his back.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? But
exactly.
He's not there anymore.
Right.
And now all you have is the story itself.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's a heck of a story, and it's one that has endured clearly and that will continue with no end in sight, it seems. How many cities are you guys going to on this tour?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know.
You don't even know.
Every last one of them.
But we're done with tour on August 26th. We end in Washington, D.C., and we'll be there for a month. So.
Yeah.
It would have been a year. We'll be done at like a year mark for us.
Yeah.
So,
oh, that's great. You get to sleep in your own bed a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, the last thing I want you to do is tell me why you want people in Southern California to come to see this show. I want you to speak directly to the Wave family and just tell them what you think they need to know.
I think it's an opportunity for us to reconnect.
Yeah.
Just as human beings, you know, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, whatever you are, wherever you come from, whatever your religious background is, sexual orientation, it doesn't matter. It gives you an opportunity to connect person to person, to touch in a way, soul to soul, you know, and to really sit down, take a minute away from your phones, away from your laptops, away from all the technology, and just experience some hurt, some pain, but some forgiveness, some reconciliation, a pathway to that.
Yeah.
You know, a pathway back to loving yourself, even. I think that's so important.
Yeah, and seeing that there is humanity is what connects us, that we're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And on the stage, you'll see characters who represent us in stages of our lives. There are stages when you are Seeley.
Mm-hmm.
There are stages in your lives when you are Mister.
Yeah.
And you see how life and time changes, and you will find redemption at the end of the day, either way. So that reconnection is really powerful, and that's why people need to come see this show. That's why, Wave family, you have to come see this
Wave
show.
You know, there is nothing as thrilling as live theater, and it is apparently all the way live right now at the Pantages Theater. You must check out the Broadway revival of The Color Purple here in Los Angeles through June 17th at the Pantages. Tickets can be purchased by calling 800-982-2787. You can also visit Ticketmaster.com and get a chance to see Carrie Compare and Jay Daughtry do their thing on stage.
Yes.
Thank you all so much for stopping by today, and I look forward to seeing you at the theater.
Thank you.